When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
It's the Dort Podcast. It's the Dort Podcast.
Rich Keith.
It's the Dort Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dort Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. It is that time of the year. Once or twice, we talk about wrestling here on Hashtag Dork. So, Ryan Davey is off today. It is just me, Rich Keefe. Oh, wait a minute. And two wrestling experts, Dale Arnold and Jason Rossi. Guys, how are you?
I think expert is the exact word I was searching for.
Well, that's what I consider you, Dale, as a wrestling expert.
Oh, yeah, that'd be me.
This is your second time on Hashtag Dork. You were part of the WrestleMania 33 preview, which went very well.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun. And this is the WrestleMania 34 preview, which Jason Rossi will be attending in New Orleans this weekend.
Yeah, I sure will. And expert is something that I appreciate. And you've been calling me that a lot on the air, and it really, you know.
And let's be honest, the whole attending WrestleMania thing is TBD. Because, you know, you spend a wild night on Bourbon Street on Saturday night, you might not make the Sunday.
That is true.
But I think first bell.
I do think Wrestling Expert gives you a little more gravitas.
I appreciate that.
Now, you're flying down Saturday.
Saturday?
You're going to go all in Saturday.
Well, we're going to go nuts
the
on
sights,
Saturday.
Really see the sights. And then Sunday, are you going to be there for the very first match?
Do you tailgate?
You know what? This is the first chance I'll have to tailgate. I don't know. We have some people that we're connected with down there, some people from around the country, so we're going to connect with them before, and we'll see. But I'm going to be there from starting bell to end bell.
I feel like it's going to be like a seven-hour...
Dude, last year, just so you know, we were part of the WWE travel package. So you get on a bus at 12 noon, and we didn't get back to our hotel till 2 a.m.
Seems and let's be honest, okay? This is inside radio stuff that Rich and I know and our listeners don't know. In our office,
yes,
Rossi sits on a chair with Miss Charlotte's face on it.
Oh,
I mean,
that's correct.
AJ Styles is there too.
That's not what I think you're going for.
It's an official WrestleMania chair.
It's a Night of Champions.
I'm sorry, Night of Champions chair.
Yes.
Not everybody has that, Dale. That's a pretty good
thing. He has them all.
He does. He collects the whole set. Now, that is your dining room set.
Yes, so to peel back the curtain even more, every wrestling chair that I've gotten over the years is technically our dining room set right now because we didn't spring for the chairs.
I think it's kind of nice. Yeah. I think it's kind of nice.
My wife doesn't love it.
Well, all right.
She's going to New Orleans, though, isn't she?
She sure is.
There you go.
Now, Dale, you keep up with wrestling pretty much on a week-to-week basis, would you say?
I try, but it, you know, sometimes I DVR Raw every week.
Yeah.
I don't DVR SmackDown every week. I should, but
no.
I don't.
Yeah.
And, you know, I try to keep up as best I can. There are some weeks that are easier than others.
What do you think is the most compelling thing right now about it? Is there a guy or a storyline or anything that draws you to it, or is it just sort of habit?
Well, for this particular one, you know, the return of Daniel Bryan is the thing.
Yeah.
Because, and I know we'll get to this later on, but the fact that he's in a match with Shane McMahon, and Shane McMahon will do something stupid and suicidal.
Incredibly nuts. That is definitely what he'll do. What about you, Rossi? You obviously keep up with it much more than I would say me and Dale do. Is there something or some things that really draw you to it now?
Yeah, I give up 6 hours every week to watch Raw, SmackDown, NXT.
So you watch every segment?
Every segment. Well, there'll be sometimes I will skip
forward. You can fast forward or whatever else.
If I don't catch it live. But I usually try to catch it live. But the reason I think people should watch, and everyone always goes back to, well, I was a fan back when Stone Cold, and I get it. There used to be bigger personalities. Now the product itself is a lot better. You're going to get more quality out of the wrestling matches and some of the segments than you did back then.
Yeah, like the 12th best wrestler now is a better wrestler. Like these guys are all in like tip-top shape. There's like they put on better wrestling matches. Now you could debate whether the characters are as good.
Absolutely, and they're not. The characters aren't as good. Okay. But the idea of watching 3 hours of anything is difficult. But at least you know you're going to get a lot more quality than, you know, back then everyone thought it was the greatest thing ever. You were also murdering people on a weekly basis, literally like hitting people with sledgehammers every Monday. But then they returned the next week, where nowadays it's a little more win-loss. It doesn't matter as much, but that is more what it's based on a week-to-week basis.
Now, we're going to take a look at the card. We're going to pick winners for all these matches and give you on a scale of 1 to 6, because that's how we do everything on Dork, because the Infinity Stone scale.
Learning.
1 to 6, 6 being you're super excited for the match, 1 being you might just skip it altogether. We'll get to that in a second, but looking at the official Wikipedia match list, Undertaker not on there. Will we see The Undertaker, Dale, and do you want to see The Undertaker?
Unfortunately, we will see The Undertaker, which sort of answers question two as well.
I feel the same way, yeah.
You can't let John Cena waste all this time leading up to WrestleMania doing all these promos and not have a payoff. Now, I don't know what they're going to do. I mean,
Crazy approach to not show him.
I mean, let's be honest, okay?
Yeah.
What you, if you put yourself in Vince McMahon's brain, Kid Rock and the American Badass sort of go together, and you know Kid Rock's going into the Hall of Fame that weekend, so you could sort of see
that's the worst Undertaker,
the American Badass Undertaker.
I hate that Undertaker.
It's not the worst because that's when he cut his best promos. Though he doesn't. How many times do you want to hear
the
about
the look in the intro? I like the Dead Man. Give me the Dead Man.
Sure, it was a 3-year span.
I even like Undertaker v. Undertaker more than I like American Badass.
That is bad.
Give me fake Undertaker.
You want fake Undertaker?
Yes.
Okay.
I would prefer fake Undertaker than the American Badass. But you assume we see him?
Oh, we're definitely going to see him. It just shows how big WrestleMania the brand is, where you don't even have to put John Cena officially in a match at this point.
Yeah, people are going
to
go. There's already enough there.
And you know what? He'll go out and do something really much better than you expect.
Oh, he probably will be better.
He's got too much pride. You know, he's been the face of the company for so many years. He's not going to go out there and embarrass himself on that stage.
But he's lost twice. Like, the WrestleMania thing is not there anymore. Like, the whole, oh, my God, he's undefeated at WrestleMania. Like, I was all about that.
He ain't losing in this one.
No.
John Cena puts everybody over. But John Cena would put you over.
Which would be nice. I would like to be put over by somebody. But yeah. I don't think it even is. What's the Undertaker draw? Now that he's lost twice.
It's just that it's The Undertaker.
I guess.
He's been there for 25-plus years.
All right, so we think he's going to be there, and it'll probably just be him versus Cena. But that, if you add them up, I think that'll be the 14th scheduled match.
Yeah, the one thing that's uncomfortable about it is, though, like, how does that happen? Is there, like WrestleMania, and most pay-per-views are, like, scheduled events, so it's, like, a general manager coming out to
do it? Well, Cena said he's going to show up. I did watch some of Raw this past week, and Cena said he's going to go as a fan.
Yeah, he's going to be sitting next to me.
That'd be great. The camera pans over. He's going to be sitting there eating his popcorn, rooting him on. He's going to be, oddly enough, dressed ready for a wrestling match.
Of course he is.
He's going to be sitting there.
He wears shorts pretty much all the time.
All the time. He's going to have his hat on. He's going to have
his new
shirt on.
It's like, what are those?
A new one that they're going to be selling that day or that whole weekend. And there's going to be a little bit of a break in the action. Maybe it's after, I don't know, one of these matches in the middle of the card. Lights are going to go out. Undertaker's going to go down to the ring, point to Cena. Cena's going to jump in there, ring the bell.
I don't like this.
It sucks.
It's really bad.
It sucks. Like, but how else do they do it?
Or do they just not?
That would be
they
crazy.
Can't not
Trust
do
me,
it.
They're doing it.
But I wonder if it will be a match.
Because you make Undertaker look like an ass if you're just calling him out week after week, and then WrestleMania shows up and he's not there. Like, what are you doing? Now you're burying the guy.
And this is the one guy who literally calls his own shots. This is the one guy who says to Vince, no, I got nothing. I can't do this. And then John Cena doesn't go through all these promos. Or he can say to Vince, I want to be there. I've got a match in me. And at that point, Vince is fine. You're in. We'll figure out how, but you're in. He's the one guy who can do that.
That's true. All right, so looking at the card, I don't know what the order is going to be, but just going based off of how they have it on Wikipedia, this is anybody's best guess. Let's start with, don't you think
Triple H wants to go last?
I think that he does. I would imagine that he does. This is the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal is going back on. The confirmed participants.
I want to see the American Badass more than I want to see this.
Dash Wilder, Scott Dawson, Baron Corbin, Mojo Rawley, Ty Dillinger, Matt Hardy, Dolph Ziggler, Fandango, Tyler Breeze, Goldust, Heath Slater, Rhino, Zack Ryder, and Primo Colon.
It's a regular who's who.
Oh,
main event superstar.
This is Vince giving paydays to
this
guys.
This is terrible. So on the anticipation scale, this would be a 1 for me, and I probably will skip it, especially if they have it early. It would be an easy thing to skip.
The only anticipation, if you live around here, is, you know, does Gronk make his second straight appearance?
Gronk?
And I don't think he will, and I don't care.
I don't care. How about Dolph Ziggler being reportedly the highest paid wrestler on the roster, not counting the part-time guys like Cena and Lesnar, and he's in the Battle Royal? Are they getting their money's worth out of this guy?
No, and if they're going to pull the trigger on doing anything with him, this is their opportunity. You don't spend that much money on somebody and just throw him in a pre-show match
lose. Does the winner of this do anything?
No, they get to hold the trophy for 2 weeks.
They get that big-ass trophy.
That's it, right?
And then
the next guy they're going to fight breaks the trophy, and there's a baby feud.
Do you have a winner here, Rossi?
I'm going with Ziggler.
Okay.
I've thought about it for a few weeks, and that's a guy I think that makes the most sense.
Dale, do you care?
I don't care. Okay. Not even a little. If I had a choice, yeah, I'd have Matt Hardy win.
Yeah, okay.
Because I on this group, I prefer Matt Hardy. So, I hope it isn't something dumb like Rhino or something.
Oh my God. No, Goldust. That's another like sleeper, I think. I feel like this is just going to turn into a match where it's like, hey, you've been here long enough. Here's a win.
Now, my favorite guy, and it's embarrassing to admit this still now, but he is. I'm going to stay with him, is Bray Wyatt. Now, I don't think they've used him very well.
I never liked the Bray Wyatt character.
I love Bray Wyatt. I love the Wyatt family. I think he needs to be a cult leader.
Wait for it.
Lose the dreads. Is he going to be in this stupid thing?
No, I think he's involved at WrestleMania.
Thank God. He better be.
And I think I know where.
Better be. That's great. All right, so the next match potentially is the WrestleMania Women's Battle Royal.
Which I prefer to the men's, to the Andre the Giant thing.
I am more intrigued by this. Confirmed participants: Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan, Naomi, Natalia, Ruby Riot.
Have you seen her yet? All tatted up. You'd like her.
I know.
Yeah. She stands out.
Sarah Logan, Bayley, Lana, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Mickey James, and Carmella. Because there had been some thought that Sasha Banks, Bayley would have their own singles match, but it looks like there's not enough time on the card.
So.
But I'm intrigued by this. The women's division is pretty loaded. I thought it was unfortunate that they had to split them between Raw and SmackDown. There's enough technically to do that, but if they were all on one, I think it would have been so much better.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you have a winner here?
They're either going to go. They
got to be Banks or Bayley. Oh, maybe Banks.
No, see, I think you need to give it to someone young, one of these new faces. I'm going to go Sonya Deville.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go Becky Lynch. It should be Natalia, who's my favorite female wrestler on the roster.
Yep.
I think she's the best worker, but she's the wily Mickey James type veteran whose job is to put people over.
Now, the battle royals themselves are terrible.
Awful.
Yeah, we've talked about this before.
I hate battle royals.
These ones I'll actually give you. So I love the Royal Rumble. Dale does not like the Royal Rumble, but the battle royal is so much worse just because you start with everybody. Like, there's no action until like the very end.
No, there's no anticipation, and you kind of know, all these people around there, they can all get tossed out in like 2 minutes.
All right, every belt is on the line here at WrestleMania, including the Cruiserweight Championship, Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali.
I couldn't pick either of these guys out of a police lineup.
Come on.
I don't watch 205 Live, do you?
And neither do I. That's the one show I have.
I'm dead serious. I wouldn't know either of these guys if they walked through the door.
No, neither would I. And I think
got a little hate to spray real quick.
Spray
I'm supposed to do
to
a,
us?
A phone.
Spray
no,
it.
No, you guys, I'm honored to be a part of this for now. Cedric Alexander was supposed to do a phoner with me a few months ago. Canceled twice. He pulled a Rappaport.
Really?
So Kane shows up, and Cedric Alexander
does. So Rossi interviews Kane, which you can find in the Dale and Keefe page on WEEI.com, but Cedric Alexander bails
out. No-showed me.
That's insane.
Twice.
So anyway, that would be a one for me. And
Is there a number less than that on our scale?
This is definitely pre-show, right?
Yeah, I would rather see the Andre the Giant Memorial than this.
I think those three are all pre-show.
Those three right now.
Officially already?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So, which is going to be weird to see two battle royals, but this match is going to be awesome. I'm going to let you know that. It will be fun to watch if you get the opportunity, because these guys are going to try to steal the show.
So do you think the problem, and not to spend too much time on the Cruiserweights, is it just that they brought in all these new guys that nobody was really familiar with, and then they tried to audible and put Enzo in there, and then Enzo had his issues, and they got booted from the company, and they didn't really have anybody that anybody knew. Like, if you watched Raw and SmackDown, they're like, hey, check out 205 Live. You're like, why? I guess Neville was in there, but like other than that, I didn't know anybody.
The problem is they don't intermingle with the rest of the superstars.
Yeah,
so you're
right.
Not seeing a Matt Hardy fight a Mustafa Ali just to see it. They don't do that. They 205 is their own thing, but then you have a guy like Finn Balor who weighs maybe 180 pounds soaking wet, main event guy. So that's, I think, where their
issue
is.
Was it TNA used to have the X division?
Yes.
It was like that, and nobody cared about the X division. Nobody knew anybody.
So that stinks. I don't know. Again, I don't know if this is the order, but this is just the order we're basing it off of. The WWE Universal Championship.
Imagine that's the first match on the show.
I doubt
it. It won't be.
I don't think it will. But Brock Lesnar.
But you'll
the champion.
Have a real good match to start the show.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It won't be this one, but
so Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. There's always rumors about Lesnar going back to the UFC. Roman Reigns, the guy that everybody seems to love to hate.
Roman Reigns is going over.
He went over. He beat the Undertaker last year, right? So these are the two guys that beat Undertaker at WrestleMania,
which they didn't play up enough. They mentioned it this past Monday. Yeah. This should have been the storyline. Said they went to this whole.
These are the two best WrestleMania wrestlers or whatever.
Yeah, and then they turned it into this whole Brock Lesnar's leaving. He's a part time. Like, they made Roman Reigns they're trying to make it seem like Roman's one of us kind of thing. And I think they could have simply done these are the two best guys to ever perform at WrestleMania because they both beat the guy that was unbeatable.
Yeah, you're right. They should have gone with that. I hate Roman Reigns, and I love it when he gets booed. I think it's tremendous, and it's not all his fault. The whole thing, how it happened, where he should have won 2 years ago.
Rocky got booed like this at the beginning.
Yeah, he did.
He did. But what they did with him, they made him turn into a heel, and they made him a bad guy and hated the audience.
Yeah, Roman Reigns is still a good guy.
It's okay if you don't like me. No, no, we did
that with John
Cena.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm the guy.
No,
like, you suck.
Yeah.
You suck. He's bad on the mic.
Keith's sitting in the audience all by himself. You suck!
So I love when they both.
Well, he should have been at the Raw after last year. They were saying something else to him.
They were. They were giving him the business. But so is he going to be the champ? Is he going to win this?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
that stinks.
And
then who the next the Monday after Mania, which is always the best, who do you think is going to come out and challenge Reigns?
One or two guys, in my opinion, it's either going to be Samoa Joe, a returning Samoa Joe.
Ooh,
those
I like
two guys
that.
Had good feud. Or it's going to be there's potential of Dean Ambrose making a return, maybe a jealousy angle, or Seth Rollins. Those are the three guys I can think of.
That's pretty good. Now for the on a 1 to 6, how excited are you for that?
5.
Dale?
4.
Yeah, I think I'm 4. WWE Championship singles match. AJ Styles, the champ, versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
AJ Styles was healthy, and he's not, this is the match that I think would have stolen the show.
This would have been amazing. This would have been a 5-star.
I still think this is the last match of the night. I think WWE needs to be very smart. And even because it's 7 hours, people, you only have so many pops. You only have so many jumping out of your seat moments. I think they're throwing this one on last.
This would have to be the leader in the this is awesome chance. Right.
It depends on how healthy Styles is. But even before
the bell rings, just the two of them in the ring together, the place is going to be the loudest, I think, the entire night.
It's an international crowd. This is what people have been waiting for since the moment Shinsuke Nakamura came up, the SmackDown after WrestleMania last year. This is going to make the
crowd. How hurt is Styles? Do we know?
He looked good last night. He was on last night. Okay. He was jumping around. He fought.
Yeah.
I was having a tough time.
He
wrestled. I think he's going to be fine.
I am really excited for this one.
Oh, this is a 6 for me.
Yeah, me too. This is great. I'm pumped for this. You know what? The next one is a 6 for me as well. This is a triple threat match.
I don't care about two of these three guys.
Oh, you're nuts. The Intercontinental Championship. The Miz is the champ. Who I know Dale doesn't
don't care about him
Seth
at all.
Seth Rollins. Ooh. And Finn Balor. You don't like Finn Balor?
No, I do like Finn Balor.
You don't like Seth Rollins?
No, he drives me nuts.
I'll give you Seth Rollins more
than
I'll give
you the
Miz.
That's a hot take. That's the hottest take Dale's had in a while. He doesn't like Seth Rollins?
The only thing, the proviso I'll put on this, and I've talked to you guys about this off the air.
Yeah.
I think that they are screwing up with Balor in not using the demon.
He's going to be the demon all the time.
I mean, you got to at least do it the demon for the big deals.
Yes.
That's where they screwed up with Bray Wyatt.
Yes.
When Bray Wyatt was kicking the crap out of Finn Balor, that would have been great. Great. Kick the crap out of him. And then all of a sudden at WrestleMania,
the demon
comes out
and
kicks the crap out of Bray Wyatt. That's what they should have done.
Absolutely.
I agree. And I think that the fact that you haven't seen any reason to see the demon, I still think they're going to do it personally, but they haven't teased it. They haven't even said anything about it. It just, I don't know. I think that's wasted opportunity.
I think Finn Balor's great. The blue leather jacket stinks. Like I don't need the blue.
He looks like Disco Inferno.
If Disco Inferno went to the gym more.
Or when Batista came back, when
Blue Batista.
Blue Batista.
That was my favorite
like
Batista.
That. So who wins this one?
Finn Balor.
Balor.
Yeah, because they just got to be. Because Balor was the first Universal Champion,
yep.
And then he got hurt immediately. So they obviously are worried about his health status. But if he's the champ, I think. The Miz is one of those guys, too, where if he's in the ring with really good wrestlers, the match is good. If he's in there, he's not going to carry somebody who's bad, but he can keep up, I think, with these two.
All Miz can do is talk, as far as I'm concerned.
No, see,
I am not a Miz fan. I like Maurice more than I like Miz.
I like Maurice, too. Yeah, that's fine.
That. Especially, I have pregnant boobs.
Calm down.
I'm pregnant boobs?
Yeah, pregnant boobs. Those are the
it's a podcast, right?
Yeah,
he's actually allowed to say that?
I don't know.
Let it loose.
After the conversation we had earlier,
Hashtag pregnant boobs.
But no, the one thing I'll say about the Miz, he could also be elevated into a main event situation with Roman Reigns. I could see maybe not this.
Oh, the Miz?
I could see it just for the mic work, just for the crowd.
Oh, he'd crush him on the mic. He would absolutely crush him on the mic. I am excited for this, though. I know Dale is like 2 of the 3. I'm going to give this a 6 as well. The two matches for me are Styles Nakamura and Miz Rollins Balor. The next one, a fatal four-way. So it's very.
That's where they screwed this up.
I was going to say, Raw and SmackDown are kind of mirroring each other very much. So
too many superstars.
The U.S. Championship, which. I had to read this online to find out who the champ was, but Randy Orton's back. He is the champion.
See, Orton and Rude, just the two of them?
Yeah.
I'd be into that.
Right.
Yeah, they had a match at Fastlane the month prior, and it was excellent. Old school style match. Wasn't about flying around. It was just really well, you know, mat wrestling. It was great.
Bobby Roode does have a good... Between Orton and Rude, two of the best intros going. But Jinder Mahal and Rusev are also in the match.
The hottest guy going right now.
Rusev?
Yeah.
People
his t-shirt
love
is the number one seller.
Is it really?
Yeah, happy Rusev
Day. I am not a Rusev guy at all.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Rusev guy either.
Well, Rusev...
He's not over for me.
No.
3 years ago, he was one of the most over acts when he was heading into WrestleMania 31 against John Cena for this title. And he came out in a tank. That was one of the coolest entrances they ever did.
Yeah, that was not bad.
Since then, it's just been up and down.
The U.S. Championship, though.
By the way, they do still have testing for... performance-enhancing drugs, right?
It's a pretty strict policy.
Because I'm thinking Jinder Mahal's flunked every one of the tests he's ever taken.
Well, come on, guys. You've got to believe in the system, all right?
Yeah, these guys are on the up and up.
I'm just saying.
All right, 1 through 6 on that match.
Two.
Like I said, if it was Orton Rude, it'd be a 5.
It's going to be tough because there's so many matches, like you said, Ross, that are going to get the big pop just from right out of the gate, and there's going to be a lot of high spots. In the first three matches that we mentioned, Lesnar, Reigns, Styles, Nakamura, and that triple threat match, you're going to be on the edge of your seat, I would think, for most of that. This one could really be affected. I mean, Orton is as good as anybody in the ring, but those other three guys is kind of whatever.
I'm saying it right now. That's my bathroom break match. The fact that they put it on the show, I thought that was going to be a pre-show match, and you were going to have the cruiserweight on there on the actual card. So that right now I'm scheduling. As long as it isn't one of the first like two matches, that's going
to
be my bathroom break.
Yeah, you can flip over to see something else or whatever else. All right, a couple of women's matches here. First, for the Raw Women's Championship.
One I like, one I don't.
Alexa Bliss, I think I can figure out which. Alexa Bliss, the champion, versus Nia Jax. They've been building that feud. I've caught it off and on Raw. It stinks. It's a terrible feud.
There's a certain willing suspension of disbelief that's involved, okay? And I understand that. There is no one on the planet who believes Alexa Bliss can beat Nia Jax.
And that's why she's going to win.
Right, which is stupid. No, because you're going to... The only way wrestling works is when you watch it and you go... You know what? That was a hell of an upset, but I believe that could happen. Nobody believes this could happen.
Just to take a phrase from Conrad, just freestyle a guess on Alexa Bliss's weight and Nia Jax's weight.
Well, Nia Jax is the only woman, and since they've redone the women's division, they tell you her weight. She's like 275 pounds.
But, I mean, for real. Like, they tell you everybody.
That's her SID numbers.
Yeah, they tell you.
I mean, I'm telling you, her real life numbers are higher.
She's got to be 300 pounds, and Alexa's probably 100.
I'm guessing Alexa's 125.
No way.
She's muscular. She's
5 feet tall.
Yeah, it's 5 feet of fury. I got the t-shirt.
Five.
No, I don't actually. I should have.
That's actually not a bad t-shirt.
That's what he's going to wear at the WrestleMania.
Maybe I'm going to say 120. I'm giving it because she's an athlete.
That's a good question. 125. I would say under that. What shirt are you going to wear to WrestleMania, by the way?
I was talking to my wife about this. We might go Rusev Day shirts. They're slimming their black. Well, I don't know. We may.
No, don't wear matching shirts. That's
don't
a little
tell me
much.
What to do.
Well, I'm suggesting that you not wear matching shirts.
Okay, I'll see. She usually gets a WrestleMania shirt. She'll get like.
Which one of you gets to wear the belt?
I know we don't do belts.
Well, the tag champs. Yeah.
As part of my future venture, potentially in a studio like this, doing stuff, I don't really like to make fun of wrestling fans, but the whole wearing the belt thing, it's a little tough for me.
Now, this is the third straight Mania you've been to?
Correct.
What shirts did you wear the previous two?
The first one we wore, I believe, a Bret Hart shirt to the first one.
Oh.
Last
old school.
Year, yeah.
Wait, you said we? Did you guys wear the same shirt?
No, she's always worn the WrestleMania shirt.
See, the first year we were in Dallas,
so it's been warm weather, so she's usually wearing like a tank top with the WrestleMania logo.
I like that.
And last year I couldn't. I think Dean Ambrose or something. I can't remember.
All right. Very nice. So 1-6 on that match. And who wins?
One.
I'm giving that a 5. And Alexa Bliss wins. I'm super excited about that. Yeah, I think the women's matches are going to be
excellent. I do like Alexa Bliss a lot, so I would give it more of a 3. And I do think she wins because I don't think they're going to put the title on Nia
Jax. This match is going to be good to watch because I bet you this will be potentially 6 minutes or under. There'll be a lot of Alexa Bliss running around. There'll be some sort of, you know, side piece.
And I'm supposed to believe that she's going
to
be able to pin Nia Jax.
Absolutely.
Asuka, her match against Nia Jax, that was believable because it was all like submission holds and she was just working and that made a lot of sense. So Alexa Bliss is going to have to work some of that in
she's going to be the chicken as heel and something is going to work in her favor.
Is this a like no DQ match or anything?
Not as of now, but who knows when.
Well, also, is it Mickie James? Is her?
Yeah, she's back as her partner.
So, I mean, she could interfere.
I think she may play a role or maybe another woman plays a role.
Oh, did we pick a winner for the Fatal 4-Way? Are you saying Rusev? Do you have a winner?
Bobby Roode.
Yeah, I'll go with Rusev, I guess.
Bobby Roode. I'll go Jinder Mahal.
Yeah, just
to mix it up. All right, this match also has a chance to be the best match on the entire card. SmackDown Women's Championship, the champion Charlotte Flair versus Asuka. So it's the championship versus the streak or whatever they're calling it.
This is going to steal the show.
Agreed. And it's 1 year away. If this was next year, this would main event the whole thing. If they were prepared, this could have done it. If they were going to pull the trigger on a women's match, I have a feeling not to be that guy and that wrestling fan, but I think next year it might be Asuka and Ronda Rousey. So I think Asuka's taking this one.
Dale just rolled his eyes.
That's fine. He rolled them all day.
I love this match.
This match
should be
good.
This is a 6+ for me.
Yeah, this. I think I'm with you on that. Does this have the chance to be the longest match, or would they not allow that?
No.
I don't think the two of them have the ring chemistry to do that yet.
It'd be like 10, 12 minutes, something like that.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be action-packed. I think it's going to get people standing on their feet. Asuka has...
Asuka wins.
I think Asuka wins as well.
Yeah. And then you got the Charlotte chase after that and everything else. So I think that'll be good. So that'll be a great match. This next one, the Raw Tag Team Championship. Cesaro and Sheamus are the current champs.
Hey, that's the bar.
The bar.
They don't set the bar. They are the bar.
What do you think of their little intro? Like when they do like the camera work? Not bad, right? Yeah, it's really not bad. These guys are definitely better as tag than they were as singles, I think.
Cesaro just wasn't going to work.
I know people love him, but as a singles guy, he was missing something.
Yeah. And Vince McMahon actually told us that, and it's kind of embarrassing.
Who told you that?
On the first Stone Cold podcast that the WWE Network did, Vince McMahon was the guy.
Right. Oh,
and he went on there and basically said Cesaro's missing that thing that would make him a star.
Nice.
Hey, thanks, boss.
Cesaro's like, great.
Sounds like my boss.
let's go to Braun Strowman and TBD. So I guess, who do you think his partner will be?
Here's where Rossi's going to give you the guy that he said the surprise.
Is it Bray?
The smart call and the big pop return would be a Rey Mysterio, which is rumored.
I think it would not be a big pop. Rey Mysterio?
It will be a pop. It's international. Last year when the Hardy Boys came,
But when he was 30th at the Rumble few years ago, he got booed.
But then he was in this year's, and he was got
checked. Yeah.
He was also because everyone was looking for Daniel Bryan. Anyways.
right.
If they want to keep Braun Strowman as a top of the future of the WWE, you don't put him with Rey Mysterio because then they have to win. And there has to be like a long kind of story with that. I go Bray Wyatt here. And I go a different style of Bray Wyatt, more cult leader Bray Wyatt.
Thank you.
And he tries to put Braun under a spell. It doesn't work. And those two. tries to get
him
like
back. Spell?
Oh, I can tell you about it after.
Do you care about this match at all, Dale?
Three.
I mean, I guess it really depends on who the guy is. If it's Bray Wyatt, I'm all in. If it's anybody else, go to the fridge kind of match.
If it starts the card, it will be Rey Mysterio. That's like a dead giveaway. It'll be a big return.
That makes sense. What do you think will start the card? By the way,
either the match we'll talk about last with Daniel Bryan making his return to WrestleMania, or. It is. I think that's the one because you want, or they could do that triple threat for the IC title.
I could definitely see the tag guys going pretty early. The other tag team match from the SmackDown, they're doing a triple threat tag match. The Usos are the champions, taking on the New Day and the Bludgeon Brothers. Of course, Harper and Rowan, formerly of the Wyatt family. Do you care about this match and who wins?
I don't really care, unfortunately.
I got to be honest. This is about a 1 or a 2 for me.
Yeah, it's really
This is getting a bunch of guys' paydays. You know,
here's the thing.
It's going to be a schmoz. I mean, you're going to have all these guys, they won't know what to do with each other.
The Usos put on really entertaining matches against Harper and Rowan.
And
they put on amazing matches. And New Day. And so
this will schmuck it all up.
Yeah, it will mess it up.
But this is... Was it Money in the Bank, or what was the one in Boston? These guys were the best match on the card.
Oh, yeah, it was them versus...
Usos versus Harper and Rowan, right?
Yeah, at the time, in the opening match.
It was the opening match. So I think if it's not a big return for Strowman's partner, maybe they lead off with this. Because I don't think people really care necessarily who has the belt, but you just get all these guys in the ring.
Kofi in his hometown.
Yeah, right. That's a big story.
I don't see this opening the show. I don't think people care enough to jump up and be like, oh...
But it gets people going, though. The blood flow.
It could.
You don't think?
Yeah. WrestleMania, they usually start with something really could be a main event.
If you could only watch one tag team championship, though, wouldn't it be SmackDown?
Yes, it would be this
one. Yeah, okay. All right, we have a mixed tag match. This is Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey versus Hunter Hearst Helmsley and Stephanie McMahon.
So ridiculous.
Let me roll my eyes now. Can you hear my eyes rolling?
Go back 7 months and just say that again. It's insane.
I will say this. I'll give WWE credit, and they are brilliant at their packaging, putting packages together.
No.
The package they put together to try to get you to watch this thing with Hunter and Stephanie talking, and it's really, really well done. If they did anything, they got me at least halfway interested. I mean, I think this is going to be a mess. I I find that most of the people who try to come from the non-scripted sports to the scripted sports have a hard time following the script.
Understandable.
So you think she's going to just tear Stephanie's arm off? You think she's going to go?
No, I just think that it's just going to be ugly. Now, if you've got Kurt and Triple H in the ring, they're going to be great. You know, they're going to be terrific when they're in the ring. When it's Ronda Rousey and Stephanie in the ring.
Could be ugly. Could be a little odd.
Kurt Angle's technical third match since he's come back. He was at Survivor Series, right, which kind of ties into this. Then he did that whole fake Shield thing when Roman Reigns.
That was
fake?
Weird.
What?
Well, the fake Shield.
Nah, I'm kidding.
Like, the knockoff. Try not to use the F word too much. When I, talk about this, but.
I don't know about Ronda Rousey. Like, and I'm a big UFC fan, and, you know, so I watched most of her fights there. And
When was the last time she was good there? How many years ago?
3-4 years, probably. She lost her last couple of fights, and one of them just brutal fashion, like pummeled, just absolutely destroyed.
Was that the Holly Holmes one, or was that the?
Yeah, that one was a bad one. So we'll see. And like, she's not great on the mic. I thought this past Monday was a little bit more comfortable than we've seen her, and that's going to happen like over time. I think what they need to do with her is give her a Paul Heyman type. Give her Lana. For some reason, have Lana start her own stable. I'm telling you, Lana's good on the mic.
Yeah.
Give Lana like a Heenan family-like crew. Have her manage Rousey and a couple of these other girls that
I'll tell you who she's going to get, because you've hit the nail on the head. What they're going to do, it's going to be Heyman. Because Lesnar's going to leave, go back to the real sport.
So he'll need something to do.
They're going to use Heyman, and he'd be perfect for her.
Yeah, I think they just need to figure out, do they want her to be a face or a heel? And I think Heyman coming across will make her a heel, and she could like turn on Kurt after, like the night after.
Well,
that could be a big thing on Monday.
If she's going to be a heel, they have to change her entrance song.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. It's just really great, especially the way it starts, like in the middle of the song. There's nothing less exciting. Give me some like lead up to a punch.
Yeah, they're usually so good at that stuff.
They probably dropped
the ball on
that
this
one's
one.
Terrible. So does Triple H and Stephanie win just because Triple H always wins at Mania?
No, Triple H beats Sting.
No, they're gonna
it still
lose.
Bothers me.
Triple H beats Sting,
but you know why he beats Sting? Because of Ronda Rousey. Because they had a segment to put him in like an hour later.
It just drove me nuts, though, and I could not believe that he was going to put himself over in that match.
I wonder if this match, though, has a little bit of that match in it. Like, if there's going to be returning superstars, or if you might see a Rock appearance.
Do we see the Rock, you think?
I do. Yeah. I think this could be a spot where you see the Rock.
I thought on Monday, but it would have kind of buried Kurt Angle. I thought on Monday, when they were sitting there at the table to open Raw, I thought that while they were berating Angle, I thought he was going to say something like, well, you know what, I've decided not to be in the match, and then the Rock's music was going to hit. I thought that was going to happen.
That could happen on Sunday. I think there could be an injury angle with Angle. Rousey's out there by herself. The crowd's really getting behind her. Rock music hits. Rock shows up.
Yeah, because when the card's already so good, you don't need to promote. Like we were saying before, like Gronk, you don't need to promote him, or Undertaker, you don't. I mean, they've sort of promoted
him. But you don't have to.
You don't have to, because it's already pretty loaded. So Rousey and Angle win, as we're all assuming.
Yeah. Yes.
1 through 6?
2.
I'm giving it a 4 because I'm excited to see how they do this.
I am always intrigued by Triple H's entrance, though. Triple H's entrance would bump it up to like a 4 for me. Yeah, him and Stephanie.
Like last year, they did the whole like police coming down. 2 years ago, they did this whole like dead king.
They've had really good stuff.
The Terminator one, I wasn't a big fan of, but it was cool.
No, but it wasn't the movie coming out or something.
Yes.
Like, so obviously, they got money for that. All right, and then the last match on here, anyway, I don't know where it's going to be placed on the actual card. Tag team match with a big time stipulation. It's Daniel Bryan, his return, and Shane McMahon versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. If Owens and Zayn win, they will be rehired to SmackDown.
Because that's what we're all worried about.
Because these guys were fired.
Yeah, here's
two of the best wrestlers in the business.
Here's the deal. Obviously, Daniel Bryan has to win. You know, the emotional return, he has to win, in my opinion. And then you'll have to figure out how you justify the fact that Owens and Zayn, they get hired to Raw instead.
Can they make trades? Have they ever made trades in history?
No.
They should.
They should. And just to go off of what Dale said, that's why Daniel Bryan's getting pinned in this match.
Ooh.
Something's going to happen because you need to build.
Then this ain't going last.
No,
I think no, Vince
always wants people to go home happy.
Yeah, this definitely isn't going to be last. I think this is the best chance of being first. I think this could draw a big. Because Sami Zayn.
All right,
Kevin
what would
Owens,
be the purpose for pinning Daniel Bryan?
I think there'll be a mis.
Shame him.
Well, no, I think because then you're going to get more baby. Like, people are going to then clamor for him to get revenge.
Bryan had a 6-second match in WrestleMania. Now you're going to pin him in his big return.
It was 18 seconds.
That was brutal.
You know what I'm saying.
Yes, yeah. But I think that's where they're going to go with this because they're going to build more you know, heat against these guys because they'll get rehired. Daniel Bryan then has feuds to go with.
I do love Owens and Zayn, though, and it just proves
they're great.
Like, they're awesome. And when you talk about how stacked the card is, like, for these, like, if you just have a Raw pay-per-view or a SmackDown pay-per-view, it's pretty good. But when you combine them and you just go through the list, like, what a time. And you're right, it's not Stone Cold and The Rock. Like, you're never gonna have those two guys, I don't think, ever again. But when you look at the names that jump out, like Styles and Nakamura and Balor, all the guys from the old Shield, all, you know, Triple H and Kurt Angle, so some of the old guys are back.
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane. So what match do you guys think, or wait, so you think that Bryan loses, Dale thinks Bryan wins. I think Owens and Zayn are going to win just because... Actually, no. I think they're going to lose, and I think they're going to go to Raw. Like, I don't know what it's going to be. I agree. And they may even show up on Raw the next night. That might be a big thing. What match do you think goes on last? Or actually, let's say you were booking it. It was up to you. So don't guess. Yeah. Just if you were booking it, who would go on last?
It's AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura, because it's an international crowd, and that will be the only way you'll keep them invested the whole way through.
If I were booking, I'd have Daniel Bryan go last, and he'd win. It would be the ultimate, you know, go-home happy moment. He makes his triumphant return. Shane does something really stupid, and everybody goes, oh, my God, I can't believe he did that. And Daniel Bryan pulls their chestnuts out of the fire, and everybody goes home happy. That's how, if I were booking, that's how I'd do it.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Now, so every match, it's either a belt is on the line in every single match, or you have
or a big-ass trophy.
Or a big-ass trophy in those ones. And then you have the Owens, Zayn, can they get rehired by SmackDown? And
by the way, we forgot this when we were talking about it. It's no longer the women's battle royal doesn't have a name anymore.
No,
because, it did for 4 days
because all of a sudden they went, oh yeah, people are sort of getting on us about this, aren't they?
Who was the name?
Fabulous Moolah.
It was supposed to be the Fabulous, and then everybody said, you do know what Moolah was doing to folks back, and then they said, you know, we don't need a name on this anymore.
China Battle Royal.
Yeah, was Andre the Giant some sort of saint? I've heard some pretty bad stories about him,
He may have been.
I don't think he was actually involved in human trafficking.
No. Well, not that I know of.
No, that's true.
No, but they could have named this. They could have done something with this, like Alondra Blaze, or they could have went somewhere, but we'll see. It's not the first time this has happened.
My guess, I think Lesnar Reigns will be the last match. That's not how I would do it, but I think that's just the way they do it because Lesnar's a big enough draw.
The problem is, though,
Reigns is going to win, and people
are not going to go home happy.
But they don't go home happy.
Vince is adamant, usually, about the big shows, send them home happy.
Except for Royal Rumble here in 11 in Boston when Alberto Del Rio won the Rumble. And I was so confused because I just like re-entered into watching wrestling, and I'm like, who is this guy, and why did he just win the Rumble?
Well, the thing is, too, being at the last two WrestleManias, seeing Roman Reigns in both of those WrestleManias leave victorious, it's bad. You think on television it's bad, but people are like...
Oh, it's even worse, huh?
Trying to rip chair. It's ugly out there.
You can't have that go off last.
I just think that you put it somewhere else in the card. Like, I would go... My last three matches would be
Reigns. Here's the only way you could do it, is if you somehow turn Reigns heel that night.
Yeah.
And you do something that turns him heel, and then people go, all right!
But that is the most important belt still, right? Like, they can say whatever they want. Don't you think it's the most important belt?
It gets the most attention. The only way that I used to say that they could do this, I know Dean Ambrose is hurt, is if the Shield reformed to take down Lesnar, like, kind of dirty.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how it ends. But I would say, I would go Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, Charlotte, Asuka, then Shinsuke versus AJ.
So, any surprise returns outside? So, you said maybe Rey Mysterio... You think maybe, I mean, Bray Wyatt's not a surprise return. And maybe The Rock.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
No
deal?
Stone Cold appearance?
I don't see it. I don't think.
There's no host this year, right?
No,
that was
no
so
host.
Dumb.
No.
I didn't get that.
No, they do it here and there. Last year it was the New Day for some reason.
Do we take bets on who's going to sing America the Beautiful? Because Vince prefers America the Beautiful.
It's another like offshoot pop star that nobody knows.
No, that's a shame. Any predictions for the Monday Night Raw following Mania?
Bobby Lashley returns.
Ugh.
See, let me set my DVR for that.
I like a big return. Brock Lesnar, when he returned after Mania, was amazing. Was it last year or 2 years ago that the Hardy Boys showed up?
They showed up at WrestleMania.
Yeah, right. That was awesome.
That was a big one.
Always look forward to the Mania after Raw, plus or the Raw after Mania, because the crowd is just insane. Like, those guys are all lunatics. Oh. The chants, it's like so inside. They already they know everything, so that's coming. So I'm looking forward to that. Is Jericho got any? Is he touring?
He's touring. He's playing that
night. He was in Pittsburgh like last night.
I think he's in New Hampshire on Sunday, actually.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He had a choice. I could go to New Orleans for WrestleMania, or I could play Hampton Beach.
Yeah.
I'd pick Hampton Beach.
Tax free up there. It's beautiful this time of year. On the boardwalk up there. It's a very nice spot. All right, I think that's it. Any other final predictions, guesses, comments, concerns?
I'm going to make a prediction.
Yeah, Rossi shows up like Friday of next week.
I quit.
That's when we see him, is like Friday.
I quit match
that
for
would
Rossi.
That would be something. No, I will be back next Tuesday. My prediction is going to be within the next calendar month, there will be a wrestling podcast here to follow along.
How do you like that?
So
that's a pretty good deal. What do you think? Would you make a guest spot on that?
Is it going to be better than this?
Probably not.
Well, yes.
No.
But,
wow.
And no, because it's going to be centric. But I would,
the guy hosting it actually would watch wrestling.
No.
Well, 6 hours a week.
Again, this has been an honor.
Yeah.
If it's recorded, I don't know.
I think it's rolling here.
Okay.
That's what it says.
But I think I'd like to have you guys come on there. I think if the invite was there, would you come on?
Of course.
Yeah.
I would like,
Dale, you might help me if you said
it.
Yes right now.
I'm on the fence about
it. Let me think.
But I'm looking forward to it. Do you have a name in store?
Oh, there's a couple of things being toured. I don't even want to say anything yet.
Oh, okay.
Will the name be as good as Zero Pucks Given?
Absolutely.
Probably
not.
That,
name. That no, is one of the better
so.
Pun names of podcasts I've ever heard.
What about Mostly C's?
That's better than what it was originally.
Yes, that's true.
I actually don't mind Mostly C's.
Mostly C's is fine.
Yeah.
Now, there's not a lot of episodes of said Mostly C's, but that's fine. But check out Zero Pucks Given on the iTunes and everywhere else podcasts are available. Thank you very much, Dale Arnold, for joining us.
I don't even get to watch this, by the way.
Wait, what? Oh, well, yeah, you're busy.
They put this stupid makeup game at 7:30 Sunday night. I mean, I was all set for WrestleMania. Everything was going to be great. Now, all of a sudden, we get snowed out. Bruins,
oh,
Florida Panthers at 7:30
Why is that?
Sunday
oh, well, they
night.
Play on Saturday, so they couldn't have done it.
Well, and
a
the other thing
game,
is the Celtics play in the
right.
afternoon on Sunday, so they had to push it back
so
a little bit.
Dale's going to have his iPad underneath the desk, and he's going to be looking up and then looking down.
Well, the beauty of having the network is
that's
I can
true.
Watch it whenever I want.
You can watch it anytime, but you avoid spoilers on the Twitter.
Definitely, and it's a hard thing to watch after, because that is a long... You're going to be skipping some matches, and
oh,
I'm
kind of
jealous.
No, that's the beauty of watching it after.
I was going to say, what's the best way of watching it? Probably might be... Like a little bit delayed?
No, live. There's nothing.
Well, you're there, which is so you're different. But I'm saying for me, like, I don't want to watch 7 hours. I don't want to miss anything cool.
Then just get the pre-show.
What time does it start?
Five o'clock pre-show, 7 o'clock main.
That's insane. 5 o'clock? I would tell my wife, I'm like, hey, I'm going to watch Mania. She's like, oh, what time does it start? 5? Oh, okay, what time is it over? Midnight? She's like, I don't think so. I'm like, you're right.
So 7 o'clock, maybe start at 7:30. But there's something about that.
Are you one of those guys that tweets while you're there or anything like that?
I usually don't.
Right.
Maybe I will one or two.
I won't promote that.
He'll be too anxious. There's too much going on in his life.
I like to enjoy when I'm there.
Yeah.
I try to do that as much as I can.
All right.
So that basically means during the show that you guys do every day, I don't enjoy it because I'm tweeting.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
All right, so for Dale Arnold, Jason Rossi, thank you guys both very much. Look for the Rossi Wrestling Podcast coming to a store near
you. Won't be the name.
I kind of like that already. And if you're tuning into Hashtag Dork and you were looking for some of the other bells and whistles, like this week in Hashtag Dork, Davey's Video Game Minute, the pick of the podcast, that was all on the Ready Player One episode from earlier in the week, so you can check the archives for that. It's a double dork week. People get all fired up about a double dork week.
Seriously.
So we'll talk to you next week where the topic is TBD.
Ooh, good tease.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.